Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Well, good morning, and here we are, November 12th, top of the morning to you this Monday. This is Linda Bott. Carl Bott is down at the Mount Shasta Mall on a live remote today. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
What? Oh, you sound so clear.
Well, you know what? I was down here. I was getting ready to go. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Oh, well, I was taking the directions from our director, Bob Longi, about what to do. So, okay, you start then.
Okay, hey. Oh, it's too late. Hey, no, I am down at Mount Shasta Mall at 7:05 in the morning, November the 12th. How cold is it out there?
Well, it's currently 39 degrees. It's going to be high. The temperature today is going to be around 57. We have a 20% chance of showers today. So it is kind of chilly at 39 degrees.
It is. It is. Hey, you know what? Frank Rose has already stopped by here. We're down here and brought me coffee and made a donation because we're down here. Because we want to collect, and we want people to come by and see us. It's not just down here. We've got 297. We've got KCASA down here. We have us. We want to give to those who gave for us a salute to veterans. Help provide free RABA bus passes to our veterans. And the way you do it is just come down here to Mount Shasta Mall. We're in the corner of Hilltop and Dana. You can see us. And come by, bring me a cup of coffee, and bring money, and drop it off. Our goal this year is $5,000. Last year, it was they made $4,100, so the bus passes they give are $10. They go down to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and get their bus passes that way. But what a great, great effort. People are already stopping by.
Okay, so are you standing? Where are you?
I'm sitting on a chair. Okay. Underneath our little dome tent here that says KCNR for D60.
Okay, great.
And so you can come by and say hello and wave and all those things, and we'll be here. Dr. Doug McConnell is going to join us at 8. We'll have some RABA people here later on to talk about what this does. But and I'm throwing it back to you because we've got, Wells Fargo coming.
We've got Wells Fargo, and then when we come back after the break, let's talk about what a spectacular weekend we had, and we're going to cover some events and share with you some stuff that we did. We had so many amazing, inspirational events that happened this weekend.
We're using a new type of technology. It sounds better than when I'm in the studio.
It sounds good, but let me tell you something. Every time you make a move, you can hear everything you're doing. So, if whatever you're moving around is picking up all the ambient noise, you have to remain very stationary.
Okay.
Okay, we are going to go live now, too.
Consider yourself admonished.
No, I'm just saying that you can hear
it. Turn me down.
No. You can, but it does sound great, and we're so happy. You're going to be out there live at the Mount Shasta Mall collecting the funds. And right now, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with us this morning.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings is on the line.
Good morning,
I'm looking
Kathy.
For my pen.
What
good morning, happening? Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 8 points at this morning at 12,823. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1,382. And the NASDAQ is positive 7 at 2,912. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 5 cents at $9.48 and Titanium Metals up $4.88 at $16.45. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 12 cents at $15.60, and North Valley Bank is up 2 cents at $13.97. The bond market is closed today in honor of Veterans Day. Commodity markets are open, however, and we are finding crude oil up 13 cents at $86.20. Gold is up $3.60 at $1,734.50, and silver is down 6 cents at $32.53. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you so much. And again, at 8:10 and 9:05 here on KCNR, of course, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can call them for advice at 243-7561. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music? Need a new amp or a guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774. Behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR. We're going to throw it live to Carl, who is out at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Okay, well, I'm trying not to move anywhere here, but I am outside and there's cars going by me.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, and I could use an Espresso Joe's right now. And it's got the best coffee at the best prices in town, all different kinds you can possibly imagine. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Joe and Shelly have been in business there for 30 years. They support the veterans in this Veterans Day weekend. So the veterans get discounts there, and they truly, truly do support our community, Tobacco and Brew.
Do you want to do a little recap of what happened this weekend? Yeah, let's talk about we started Friday morning at Reading School of the Arts. What was that like for you, Carl?
You know, frankly, it was the first time that I'd been there, and I'm just astounded at what a beautiful school it is. And the children and the teachers. It was a heartfelt ceremony to honor veterans. There was many veterans there. You sang, of course, Let the Miracles Begin. But the kids came out and they said, thank a soldier. And there must have been 50 or 60 of them. And, you know, I got phone calls that day from people thanking us for being there and doing the remote. But I said, no, it was, you know what? Frankly, it's an honor to sit there and watch these beautiful children, talking about and thanking the veterans for their sacrifices and for the, you know, and, you know, for standing for the country and that freedom isn't free. I mean, it was beautiful.
It was, there was a some kind of a patriotism, that was inside of the spirit of that whole program that I have never experienced at another school function. And first of all, they do. It's an interesting approach to teaching, and we were enlightened, if you will, by the teachers, the people that were there, and then looking into the faces of the students, kindergarten through eighth. We had a wonderful experience. And Carl, you and I both said that we needed inspiration after the election. We were both just kind of walking around in a daze and a fog, and we thought, well, these are our future. This is our future, and these children were completely engaged.
Well, I tell you what, we met the future president of the United States. His name's Nero, so watch out. His name's Nero. You know what? No, don't get upset about it. This young man is, he is in eighth grade. He ran for re-election. What was his campaign slogan?
You need
I have the experience.
I have the experience.
I almost croaked when I heard it, but it was, you know what? But, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about, you know, people in a daze. And later on, we went through, and we'll talk about it this weekend too, but went to see Lincoln last night. And here's the thing, my friends, is don't be in a daze. This country is our country. It has free elections. This is, you know, when you think about it, we do a complete change of everything. I mean, people come into office, people are voted out of office, and it's done peacefully. And no matter what the rancor is, there's no shooting in the streets. There's nobody being drug out and shot. There's no, you know, there's nothing like that. You know, it's, people get nasty now and then, but nothing like it used to be in the 1700s, 1800s. And I mean, where they would call each other out and shoot each other. Thaddeus Stevens, one of the people that helped pass the 13th Amendment against slavery earlier on, had been beaten almost half to death by another congressman. I mean, so when you get into this, this country makes its decisions peacefully and honorably. And where you may not agree with it, what you have to do then is you work within the framework to change it and to find out, okay, how do we change what we don't like going on? If we see something that's going to fail, or it does fail, okay, it failed, so now we have to fix it. And we've got to do this as Americans. And so it's time to get over any doldrums you have and to move forward and to get together to save this country. Otherwise, we're going to end up like Greece or Spain or any of these other places.
Well, let's go back to Friday night, covering the weekends. Friday night, of course, we know that you're live at the Mount Shasta Mall right now, and there are people driving through and donating funds.
I said a pit bull run past me here. Yeah. Give me a donation.
But let's go on to Friday night before I take a break. You were the keynote speaker for the Marine Corps League out of Red Bluff. So we drove down there to the Elks Lodge. And what was the feeling that you had for those veterans in the room?
Well, you know, I spent 30 years in the Marine Corps. And the only reason I'm saying that, and I've deployed and served in many climes and places, but here I was, a pine tree in the midst of all these redwoods. I mean, landing, 89, 84, fought in World War II, fought in Tarawa, fought in Okinawa, fought in Semper Fi, fought in, somebody just went by. These guys are heroes, and they fought the chosen, you know, the frozen chosen. And here I am, what can I say to them? Well, what I said was, what they left us, that the heritage they gave us, those young Marines, men and women, are out there and are giving great honor to the Marine Corps, you know, for 237 years, and they still fight, they're still warriors, they're still great. So that's what I spoke about. But yes, it was a wonderful event.
And these guys were, there was a couple sitting at our table that were going on their 66th wedding anniversary. We were so touched by, the patriotism and all these guys had purple hearts and, you know, just totally into, and which is a beautiful thing. If you've never been to Marine Corps Ball or the Marine Corps, it's just, you know, steeped in tradition and, you know, just remembering and a brotherhood. And so that's how we started Friday morning off at Reading School of the Arts with a wonderful tribute. Just really feeling our hearts were filled with, you know, hope. And then Saturday and then Friday night. And we're going to take a break and we'll come on. We're going to still talk about a lot of wonderful things that happened over the weekend. More about that Lincoln premiere that happened last night at the Cascade Theater. Question and answer period with Kathleen Kennedy afterwards. You know, she's now heading up Lucasfilms. Grown girl right here in Reading. It was so fantastic that she chose, that she decided to have a premiere last night, in her hometown Reading and be here. It was a fabulous, event and it was really historical. Carl and I, it was, we need to see it like two or three times. But anyway, so Carl's live down at, he's on remote. You might want to drive by there today and
come by and see me, bring me a cup of coffee and bring me money.
So that this year the veterans can, those who can't drive anywhere, this is a way for them to get transportation to and from. We'll be right back. Bob Lunge, he's at the helm here. My name is Linda Bott, and Carl Bott is down there. Hey, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your county executive officer, Larry Lees, has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank and file employees are some of the lowest paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new board of Shasta County supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hardworking employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County, paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. throwing it live here on Monday morning to Carl, who is at the Mount Shasta Mall, live on remote. What's happening down there, Carl?
Well, we've had people driving by and kind of continuously, and this is for, remember, it's our salute to the veterans. They're going to be here till 11 o'clock today, and they're going to be collecting money so that veterans that are in need can get free bus passes. And the way that they'll go down to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and then pick up their bus passes. And last year they gave out over 400 bus passes, and we have people coming in. Good morning. Thank you. And so we've got people coming in right now and giving.
Well,
and,
you know, when we go after the break, we're really excited because the lobbyist field, we are going to be transported into a Renaissance times here. We've got the Shasta High School Madrigals here, and they're going to be doing some snippets from the fabulous evening that they're going to be December 5th through the 15th. There's going to be 8 magical nights they're going to be doing where they transform the Pilgrim Congregational Church into a Renaissance. So they'll be here in just a few minutes. But meantime, you wanted to talk more about Lincoln, the premiere last night.
Well, you know what? We were fortunate enough to go see the premiere of Lincoln. It's only in 8 cities, and Reading was one of those, of course, because it's one of the world. You know, it's one of the international cities of the world. So it should be premiered here. Of course, Kathleen Kennedy, who is the producer on this. Reading, a girl, lady, brought it here. Yes.
I mean, you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you
okay.
Blanked out there for a minute. So I watch your cord.
I blank out like this occasionally. the movie itself, I mean, I thought was extremely, extremely well done. Daniel Day-Lewis, I think, captured what.
Wow.
What you think Lincoln should be. And the other thing, he brought out facets to Lincoln's personality. He's, you know, people that don't think Lincoln was a forceful man and even a ruthless man are wrong. This is the guy that suspended habeas corpus. He brought in censorship to the papers and everything because he had a war to fight. And he said, the war powers gives me the ability to do these things. And he's a tough guy. And the whole story is about from, like, December and January through April of 1865 when they passed the 13th Amendment prohibiting slavery and how they did it. It was a great movie. And frankly, when somebody asked her, did you release this after the election for a reason? She said, yeah, to avoid politics. And you know what? This is the first time I have seen a movie coming out of Hollywood by a big studio like this where Republicans were actually heroes. They were the heroes of the story. So, yeah, maybe that's why.
Well, there's a lot of dialogue. I want to see the film again and again because you might think that there's a lot of war scenes, and there weren't a lot. There were, you know, some, but rather than an action film, she said everything that was in this film was documented. I know you were thinking, wow, was there a lot of liberty taken? But she said, you will see that most everything that was written, and who was the screenwriter is a famous playwright. This is his only
Pulitzer Prize winner.
And it was only his second film that he's ever, you know, screened. And it, she said it took 12, I might be wrong, in that, was it 8 years or 10 years?
He said 11 to 12 years to get this to the screen.
Right.
They started talking about it 11 or 12 years ago, but it took them that long to put together the scripts, the idea, and then they started putting the cast together. And the only person they thought should act was Daniel Day-Lewis.
And he immersed himself for 1 year. And, you know, you think about that because I just think he is so brilliant. I get chills thinking about how he embodies a character. If you've seen him in some of, you know, any film that he's done, I've never seen him in a film that I have not been transported. So this was a beautiful film. Again, at the Cascade, you had DreamWorks people there last night. You had the Kennedy Marshall clan. And we were very, very honored to be in that screening last night and to have the question and answer with, you know, Kathleen. And she did take questions from the audience. And I think we were just all in a moment of this is something really great that it's been a complete, like I said, there's lots of dialogue. There's lots of history. It's a film to be seen again and again and again because there's so much in one frame, just to take a frame in. And what did they say? What did they mean? And it's historical. So
yeah,
it's,
you know,
educational.
There's bound to be some liberties taken, but the stuff like from the debates inside the Congress, here, which by the way that they filmed down at the in Richmond, Virginia, they used their state house there because it was very close to what the White House and what our Congress looks like up in D.C.
Got to take a break.
But we're taking a break.
Fox News coming
All
up.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are rebounding slightly today, coming off their worst week in 5 months. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 16 points. Meanwhile, Caterpillar shares are drifting lower after a ratings downgrade. J.P. Morgan Chase slashed the bulldozer manufacturer's rating to neutral from overweight. The banking giant also cut Caterpillar's price target $19 to $90 a share. J.P. Morgan cites the cost pressures in the mining sector and the negative impact President Obama's re-election may have on the U.S. coal and energy sectors. And JCPenney's preserving Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals despite getting rid of sales for everyday low prices, a strategy that's been slow to win acceptance among shoppers. But instead of mailing out coupons, the retailer's giving out 80 million buttons. Each has a code on the back that, when entered on his website, reveals whether a customer has won prizes like a trip to Disney or a penny gift card. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
FreshBooks.
If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank, Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We have Carl, who is live at the Mount Shasta Mall, doing a drive-thru right now for fundraising for veterans. As today is our veteran, yesterday was Veterans Day, actually, but this is Veterans Day for Monday in memory of those veterans. So what's happening down there live?
Well, we're out here, and people are driving by. We're collecting money, of course, for the Veterans Day RABA bus passes for our veterans. People can drop off $1, $2, $5, $12,000, and we can. This gives bus passes for those veterans that need some help there. They pick up the passes from the staff of the County Veterans Service Office. 297's here. Kay Shasta's here. Abba here, there's a big bus here.
All right. Well,
so far it's been a little chilly, but fine.
Yeah, and it is currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios, and I'm sure out at the Mount Shasta Mall as well. But we are inside right now, and Carl, I am so excited because we have Gavin Spencer here, and we have a group of really beautiful, our Americans, our wonderful, bright, shiny vocalists, who are going to be part of the magical dinner, These Are the Stars. And we know how much we went last year. We had tears in our eyes. We were moved. We were transfixed. And we're going to get a little bit of a musical snippet. Right, Gavin?
Yeah, absolutely. You ready? You want one right now?
Oh, gosh. Well, that was fast. Let's jump in.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Okay. Listen to that. Are you ready, Carl?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Now is the month of May, when merry lads are playing. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The spring clad all in gladness, doth laugh at winter's sadness. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why then, why sit we musing, you sweet delights refusing? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Is with his body thus, upon the greeny grass, and to the bagpipe's sound, the nymphs shed off their crowns. Say dainty nymphs and speak, shall we play barley break?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Bravo!
Could you hear how, let me tell you how present these kids are. Or actually these young adults, I would say. First of all, let me ask, do we have freshmen? So you start with magicals, is it sophomore or is it just junior senior?
Well, only sophomores for boys. Girls have to be juniors or seniors.
Okay.
You know, we like to have mature young adults in the magical class.
It was so the servers, how many people are actually in the production?
In the whole production, there is approximately 65 or 70 singers and then another 25 or 30 instrumentalists. So we're close to 100 or maybe over.
It was amazing last year. We had the people who served us stay in character the whole night. We were transported. It was just this amazing, where are we on the planet right now? We were in this bubble of a moment that took us back in time.
Well, that's our goal. We want people to feel like that. We want them to come in, feel like they've stepped into the 16th century, and that's what we work on for 2 months straight.
2 months straight. That's when you start. And how do you select your material?
Well, the music I just select myself. I just have to find Renaissance music that's really cool.
Do you start right after? Do you start thinking, okay, in 2016 we're going to do this, or how do you immerse yourself into finding the music?
Well, I usually start in the summers, and I just start digging through literature. And plus, I've done a lot in my few years of teaching that I've been doing, so I have somewhat of a knowledge of that sort of music. But we have to choose a play every year. So we've been using this specific company every year for our scripts, and they stopped writing new ones. So we're using an old one this year.
Okay. Well, I encourage you next year, maybe the student body can write a play.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and the best winner, the best person, it's like a competition. There you go. I think that would be really awesome. Hey, Carl, we're going to have some more singing from the Madrigals. Do you have anything to report there?
Well, I have Commander James Gibson with me right now, and to talk about the veterans and how this is going to help the veterans, if you'd like to hear from the commander.
Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
Okay. Well, it's first thing is it's a little bit cold. We've got the sun out down here. It's going to warm up and be nice. Last year or two, I can't remember, Carl, if it was 2 years ago, did a commercial for RAVA 2 years ago. And we just, it's good for some of these veterans and most all of us that ride the bus and use RAVA that they can do it at a reduced price. And some of the veterans that we have, the homeless and some of the less fortunate, they can really use this. One other thing I'd like to say in Carl's behalf, we had a wonderful time at the Marine Ball last
Saturday
night, and had a wonderful speaker. I had a little trouble with it because I don't hear well, but this man, 5.5 years in Vietnam prison, so... But we're down here. It's warming up. I see a colonel, down here with us, Carl and Evelyn, and there'll be more, a couple more submariners. We're doing real good, and come by and drop off a couple dollars. You'll be helping your community and your veterans.
Thank you, Commander Gibson and Carl. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Carl live at the Mount Shasta Mall. And right in the studio, we've got the Madrigals. Looking forward to another song here. We're talking about 8 days of Madrigal magic. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We have a group of just wonderful students here from Shasta High, and we're talking about the Madrigal Dinner, which is going to begin December 5th as the kickoff day. The tickets are for sale at the Cascade. Carl is live down at the Mount Shasta Mall. And, Carl, I'm going to throw it to you for a second.
Can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
Okay, you know what? I had to take apart your case. You know what? This is such great technology. We're Skyping, and I tell you what, you all sound like I'm in the studio with you. I hope I sound half as good as you do.
I can hear the crows in the background. That's how good it is. You know, the birds flying by, I can hear them.
Do you have a minute here to talk to my hero?
Absolutely, a minute to talk to you. Absolutely, we have several minutes.
Okay, Bob McIntosh is here. Why is he my hero? It's because Bob McIntosh not only fought in World War II, but he fought in Korea. He's a Marine. And he enlisted in the Marine Corps when he was 14 years old. He lied about his age. He landed at Tarawa, the bloodiest battle for the Marines during World War II, when he was 15 years old. He got out of the Marine Corps as a staff sergeant when he was 17 years old. Got his education, came back into Korea and fought through Korea. And then became a policeman in L.A. because he didn't have enough excitement in his life in the gang unit. But he's here, and he came down to bring money and to just come down here and support this. So, good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning, Carl. Good to see you.
Well, I saw you at the Marine Corps Ball on Saturday night, and I can just tell you is that it was a great ball with a great ceremony with a guest speaker who spent 5.5 years in Hanoi Hilton.
Yeah, and I enjoyed, you know, I had dinner with him the night before, and he sat there for 2.5 hours and answered every question we asked him. And a lot of it was real informative.
Well, you know, the thing he said was how can you stay in there for 5.5 years and keep moving? And if you remember, Linda, what he said was, he says, you have to have faith in your comrades. You've got to be able to move through this, and you've got to be able to better yourself while in prison, but to better yourself, have faith in God and have a sense of humor. And you know what? It's kind of like anything in life, that you can't just, when things are tough, give up.
Absolutely. It's something that, none of us could truly understand what this man had gone through, but he tried to share with us that what we have in common are the five things, and again was, you know, your faith in your man, mankind, and a higher power, and to have a sense of humor. That's what kept him going. And he recited several poems. He had 5.5 years where he was beaten, he was tortured, he was imprisoned. He was sometimes left in a cell by himself for days, months, he wasn't sure. And you just thought, oh my God, here's this man who survived this. He's written a book, he's here, he's flown in to talk to us about it. It was an amazing experience. It made us so grateful that we have the...
Sir.
Every day.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if you can hear this. We have somebody. He's coming in from the city of Reading. And what's your name, sir?
Roger.
Roger. Roger, thank you for your support here. I'm glad to see that Harley Davidson on your head, too. Yeah. Oh, an 81 shovel head. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, we're going to take a break here, Carl. We've got the Madrigals that are standing by right here, in live in the studio.
All right, just let me know when you want me to talk again.
Okay, well, we'll bring you in close to 8 o'clock, all right? So we're going to come out. How about if we go out with a song?
Sounds great.
That sounds great. The Madrigals, live here on KCNR 1460. Don't forget to go to the Cascade Theater. I think they're almost sold out, if not sold out. But here, we're going to get a snippet. Take a break here. KCNR 1460, you've been listening to The Madrigals. We'll be right back, and hopefully we get one more.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values because quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air, they serve you and repair all makes and models 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda Bott, I'm right here. I'm live in the studio. Carl's down at the Mount Shasta Mall where they are doing a fundraiser for RABA right now. Drive on through. Give a little donation if you can. Go by and see Carl. Right now, live in the studio, we have the Madrigals. You know, it's the dinner that everybody talks about. It's the magical transformation of the Pilgrim Congregational Church. And, of course, Gavin Spencer, the musical director, is here with a group of the Shasta High Madrigals. I think there's, what, 10 of you or 12 of you?
16.
Oh, I love it. And we're in this little studio here. Do you have another song for us today?
Yes, we do. This is we're going to sing the prayer. We do a prayer every year that's dedicated to those who have passed this particular year. So this is our prayer.
Let us thy merciful ears, O Lord, be open unto the prayers of thy humble servant, and that they may obtain, O Lord,
Madrigals, thank you so much. And perfect time to throw it live. Carl, thank you so much. The tickets are for sale at the Cascade Theater beginning December 5th at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. You guys are amazing. Many blessings. Thank you so much for enriching our lives. Thank you. Going back to you, Carl, how was that?
Hey, that was great. I'll tell you what.
Could you feel that?
Oh, I felt it. I mean, did the earth move?
Did the earth move? Yeah. My palms are sweaty.
You know, I don't know how much time we have left here, but, you know, Bob McIntosh, Frank Rose is here, people coming by, saying hello, getting out of their trucks, wearing their Harley stuff. I mean, it's great for people to come down here to the Mount Shasta Mall right here in the corner. We've got, you know, our veterans are here from World War II, Korea. We just got another one here, Dr. Doug McConnell, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about Obamacare. So we got something else we're going to be talking about. But it's a good time to come down. You know, the money that's raised will all go to veterans, and down from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to get some bus passes. And our goal this year is $5,000. Last year was $4,000. We've just got people coming by right now and people driving by to help out. And I think that, they're gonna be here till 11 o'clock today. So I think that's good. You know what? That $2, $3, $5, whatever you can give is really going to be appreciated. And, I think that, if you've got that dollar, you know, instead of getting that coffee drink this morning, why don't you just stop on by and drop off a couple bucks? And it will be put to very, very, very good use.
Well, thank you. And again, we'll be joining you in the next hour here on KCNR as we're live. Carl's out at the Mount Shasta Mall. We really have appreciated the Shasta High School Madrigals here this morning. A group of the gals and guys, there'll be like over 100. Gavin, any closing thoughts here before we go?
we are just so excited that we've been able to sell our tickets at Cascade Theater this year. It's our first year doing that, and our ticket sales have gone through the roof. So there's a few left. There's really not many left, but get in there and buy some.
I know. The nights I wanted to go, you guys were sold out. I was like, oh, I'll serve. I'll clean dishes. Well, anyway, thank you so much. Great. Best of luck to you. I know that you've got to go do some more live radio shows here. Thank you so much. We really respect and appreciate everything that you've done here. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us here.
We're going to take a break here, early break. Bob, 30 seconds. Do you have anything to say? You've been to the Madrigals before, isn't?
Yes, actually, both of my brothers participated in the Madrigals during their times at Shasta High School. It had not yet started when I was at Shasta, but I kind of wish that it had. But of course, it takes place at Pilgrim Congregational Church, that beautiful facility, which was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, the only building of its nature here.
Amazing!
It's a beautiful building. Check it out. And time now for Fox News here on
KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. His wife is furious, and Congress wants answers about the affair that forced David Petraeus to resign as CIA director. National security, one of the concerns. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz, live in Washington.
What's raising concerns about Paula Broadwell's access to classified information is a speech she gave last month. She said a little-known fact about the Benghazi attack was the motive for it was apparently the detention of militia members by the CIA. The CIA, though, denies those detentions. Meanwhile, questions are rising over why the FBI didn't tell Congress sooner that it was on to the affair.
Hanging out there is that requirement in law to keep the intelligence committees fully and currently informed about significant intelligence activities.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden says it's likely that senior officials at the Justice Department were aware of the Petraeus connection. Dave?
Mike, for the second day in a row, Israel's gotten involved in the Syrian conflict while also being attacked from Gaza. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
Israel facing fire, Dave, from its northern and southern borders. In the Israeli-controlled northern Golan Heights, stray Syrian mortar shells have prompted a reaction here. Israel firing into Syria for the first time in decades. The military says it hit an armored vehicle in response. Meanwhile, down in the south, the tension with Gaza is escalating again. Over 100 rockets fired from Gaza have landed in Israel since Saturday. Israel also striking militant targets in Gaza. Dave?
Emily, move over Saudi Arabia by 2020. The International Energy Agency predicts the U.S. will be the world's top oil producer thanks to new technologies. 2 weeks ago, Sandy was starting to hit, and there is frustration where the storm did the most damage, like New York's Staten Island.
We're going to build, we're going to come back, but we need help, and we need it soon.
Now, an official with the governor's office say they plan to request at least $30 billion in FEMA disaster aid in New York. On Long Island, about 100,000 homes and businesses are still without power. Fox News Radio. Barren balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me to...
I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
It's happening again. Debate over another bailout for Greece.
Eurozone finance ministers are meeting to discuss whether Greece has done enough to receive its next batch of bailout loans. In Athens, late Sunday night, lawmakers approved an austerity budget packed with spending cuts and tax hikes designed to impress international creditors. outside, an estimated 10,000 Greeks protested, saying the cuts run too deep. This man says his salary has been cut in half and he can't afford medicine he needs. The bailout has been delayed for months. Greece says it will be out of cash on Friday. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, a little more selling. The Dow's down about 20 points. There are more students in U.S. colleges and universities. Enrollment grew nearly 6% last year, and the International Institute of Education says most of the increase is coming from China, with many of those students going to big Midwest schools. Some items of make-believe are worth a lot of money now in real life.
The dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz has been sold at auction, $480,000. Pricey, but it's well below the sky-high figures paid last year for Hollywood costumes worn by Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn. The Oz dress wasn't the only iconic Hollywood trophy going under the hammer. The dress Julie Andrews wore in The Sound of Music brought $38,000. A purple skirt worn by Marilyn Monroe in The River of No Return sold for $50,000. Steve McQueen's racing jacket sold for $50,000, and the sunglasses John Belushi wore in the movie The Blues Brothers brought $16,000. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
007 is number one at the box office.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
James Bond returned with his best debut ever, an $88 million opening weekend for Skyfall in the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning. It is the 12th of November. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Did you get all that?
Yeah, got it. Currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. I am in the studio. Carl is live out at the Mount Shasta Mall. We'll throw that back in a second. Looks like we're going to have temperatures of 61 today, 20% chance of rain tonight, 43. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, but let's start off with this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown, and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. They give you great customer service. Give them a call or stop by on Cypress Avenue, 223-2177. Again, we are live with Carl down at the Mount Shasta Mall. What's going on?
Hey, we're down here. We're going to fill a bus up with money. Well, no, not quite that. But we're down here to help the veterans. Robin does this every year in conjunction with all the radio stations that people come on down and donate money to get bus passes for veterans that need a little help there. The money then is given to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, who then makes sure that everybody that comes down and gets these passes are truly veterans. And last year, we helped over 400 veterans get bus passes for the year at $10 a piece. And so this year, we're going for $5,000, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. But all you have to do is come down here to Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive, and you'll see us out here. It's us at Q97, K-Shasta. We're all out here, and we're here to do one thing, is to help collect money to do this. It's a great cause. They're going to be here till 11 o'clock today.
All right, Carl, and while you're there, we do have two callers. Let's start with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. We're going to be talking to our Wells Fargo Market Minute and find out what our update is. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 12,790. Standard & Poor's 500 is down 1 at 1,378, and the NASDAQ is down 5 at 2,899. Active stocks today include JCPenney's down $1.79 at 1,885, and Bank of America down 2 cents at $9.41. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 31 cents at $40.58, and Exxon Group is up 4 cents at $7.81. Bond markets are closed today for the Veterans Holiday. Commodity markets are open, and we are finding crude oil down 14 cents at $85.93, gold up $3.30 at $17.34.20, and silver down 4 cents at $32.55. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you. As well as calling in at 9:05, you'll hear the market update. We love enjoying hearing the Wells Fargo update every Monday through Friday, three times in the morning. Now, we also have a caller on the phone. She is the host of the Sunday show, We the People. Elizabeth, good morning. What's happening tonight?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. We're juggling it all, and Carl's live out at the Mount Shot the Mall for the RABA fundraiser.
Oh,
but you guys have got something going on tonight. What is it?
We do. We are the Reading Tea Party meets at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and tonight we will be gathering the folks together, and we're going to create action groups for all of our local politics. We will have a group of folks that will be analyzing the spending habits of Shasta County and the city of Reading and some of the school boards in the water districts. So now that our national elections are over, we're going to get back down to the local level and which is where we were before, and get real involved in what's happening in our own community.
Well, and that's good.
Hey, Elizabeth.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth. Get the tea party out here. I expect to see you all rolling through here, helping us down here this morning at Mount Shasta Mall, waving and screaming for KCNR 1460.
I know all my pals are listening. And one thing I wanted to bring up, regardless of how you feel about unions, we encourage people, for the sake of much-needed jobs, we encourage people to join us at the Raley's on Hartnell Avenue this coming Wednesday at 5 o'clock to do a little grocery shopping. Hello.
No, we're
Hello.
Listening.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I was waiting for put on pump. I mean,
oh, you were waiting for the punchline.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be. We want to support our local businesses and the folks that want to keep their jobs and sort of appreciate the fact that they've got one. So we're gonna be joining the employees at Raley's at the Hartnell store on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. And we're saving up all of our needed grocery shopping for Raley's on Hartnell
okay.
on Wednesday. So feel free to join us.
Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? Tonight at your meeting, you might remind everybody about Christmas for the Troops.
I will. We will definitely do that.
Okay,
thank
at
you,
the
Elizabeth.
Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, November 17th, they're having a drop-off at the... Donations drop off through this Wednesday at Safeway. And, wait a minute. We're going to have somebody tell us this real quick.
Oh, okay. So the donations and drop off and drive through donations is at the Safeway on East Cypress and Churn Creek from 6:30 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. We have to take a break here. We've got an echo going on. And Elizabeth, thank you so much about what was going on, what's happening tonight at the Reading Tea Party. Thank you so much. The breakout groups. And of course, we know that, we always love Elizabeth's encouragement. And, they get stuff done. These are great folks. Gonna take a break. We're gonna figure this thing out when we get back here. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 61 today. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. And we are, I'm going to throw this live to Carl, who is on location right now at the Mount Shasta Mall. What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, people are coming by and dropping stuff off, and I can't say enough about how much we appreciate that. And it may be 40 degrees where you're at, but it's 22 degrees where I'm sitting right now.
Well, you need those little hand warmers so that when we do the lit Christmas parade on December 1st, we've got the hand warmers and the feet warmers going. Okay, I think we have a disconnect there, Carl. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, before we get Carl back in here, I have to just share with you really something that's funny. He is live and he's plugged in. Okay, there you go. Okay, so what's going on?
Well, I have Dr. Doug McConnell with me, and you know what, for the last 2 years, we've been talking about Obamacare. Obviously, people didn't believe us. So the good doctor is here today, and he's got a lot of things to say. So I'm just gonna hand this over to Doug, and you can start anywhere you want to.
All right, thanks, Carl. It's great to be here with my favorite Marine, and I'm not worried about the temperature because when you're sitting next to a Marine who's talking, there's plenty of hot. Temperature right up. But in truth, I appreciate the opportunity and happy Veterans Day to both of us and all the listeners. Obamacare, as you know, in the past, I've said it's somewhat misnamed. That's really about a 20-year effort by the established bureaucracy of the Center for Medicare Services in Washington to create a monstrosity, central planning, and distribution system of medical services, not just Medicare, but medical services throughout the United States. It became a legislation, ultimately, and was fertilized and grew into the monster that it is under the congressional, initially starting in 2006 when some of the efforts began in the bureaucracies, but then came to fruition under President Obama. But really, these ideas are not new or fresh with him. In fact, some of it's quite old. But it's an enormous piece of legislation, and a couple things people will need to know. The first thing up front, whether you are a supporter of President Obama or not in the recent election, there's just some facts, and there's about 20 new taxes contained in that device, which no one really talked too much about to us. Actually, seven of them are aimed directly at all Americans, and thus basically our taxes on the all Americans, including middle class and anybody who has even an existence or a job in this country. It somewhat goes against the president's promise to never raise taxes on people making less than $250,000. The legislation itself proves that all to be a lie because of the internal taxes and fees that exist in there. Beyond the health care debacle and trying to get access to health care, you do have an enormous number of taxes that are going to really play out across the American public. Both not just at the business owners, but really to the average guy on the street, people's health savings accounts, whether they're funded by yourself or but with your employer, are going to be capped as to the amount that you now can put into those and deduct. There are families with special needs children who used to be able to tax deduct their portions of their income, put it in a health savings account, and pay tuition for children with special needs. All that's gone. Or at least certainly capped. There's also an interesting new thing on the if you itemize your deductions. You used to have about a 7% deduction. In other words, if your medical expenses were greater than 7% of your income, you could deduct them and take them off your income tax and get a tax deduction. Well, that just got bumped to 10%. That can be a big number. On and on the list goes. But there's a lot of subterfuge. In truth, it was sold to us as a lie, on a lie. In fact, multiple lies.
Well, Doug, wouldn't you say, though, I mean, is it just people were ignorant of this, or was it, you know, that people were saying, we're at that point that we need to have this kind of medical care in the country?
I wouldn't say ignorant, but the truth is it's a grand scheme that's camouflaged or wrapped in the promises of this absolutely beautiful system of, you know, free and universal access to health care, which is a noble and desirable goal for a nation. There's no question about it. And there's always going to be issues of injustice or maldistribution of health care that you can point to as reasons to get in and fix it. So the goal or the intent sounds like a beautiful thing. And the truth is, you can't write enough words of law to accomplish it. What people didn't talk about, nor did the Congress bother to read it and look at the mechanisms that were set in place to attempt that. When you take off the camouflage and unwrap the package, you find some pretty ugly stuff that really are contrary to the American tradition of self-responsibility and freedom.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break now for a commercial break here. And Carl is live at the Mount Shasta Mall. They are doing a Happy Veterans Day, and they're doing a drive-by donation for those veterans in need of transportation for RABA. Our guest today on location with Carl is Dr. Doug McConnell. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here in KCNR 1460. Going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banners. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an ENERGY STAR high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an ENERGY STAR heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us...
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR1460. We're going to throw it live to Carl, who is live at the Mount Shasta Mall, along with Dr. Doug McConnell. And let's just go there now.
Hey, thanks a lot. We're down here at Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Dana and Hilltop, and we're collecting donations for veterans down here. We're down here with a number of other radio stations and lots of veterans standing out here. Only thing you have to do is just come on, pull in, and drop off. It'll only take you a minute. Take that, you know, instead of getting that latte this morning, give that money to the collections here so that we can have veterans that are going to be getting Robba tickets to ride throughout the rest of the year. We helped over 400 veterans last year. We'd like to help over 500 this year with that. Our phone numbers here are 530-605-4567. Now we're with Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a airborne, it's a screaming eagle kind of guy. Veteran, but he's also a cardiac surgeon and heads up the cardiac program there at Shasta Regional. So what we're talking about is Obamacare and its impact. We were talking the other day to other doctors, and what they're seeing here is that if all of this, you know, if all this takes place, not enough doctors, too many people, a lot of people aren't going to pay the insurance anyway because they don't have the money for that. And what are you going to do? And emergency rooms are still filled and we're still taking billions and billions and billions of dollars to try and fix something that's not fixable under this plan.
Well, those are all legitimate points, Carl. The manpower issue itself and the physicians is a real problem, particularly in what I sort of call I want to say super specialists, but perhaps people who are, the training is quite long, neurosurgeons, cardiac surgeons, some specialty orthopedics and spine and so forth. And already at least in my field in cardiac surgery, the number of residencies exceed the number of applicants every year. So that means the United States used to be graduating 110 approximately cardiac surgeons a year, but the applicants approximately 2 years ago were probably 81. That's the first time that's ever really happened, and it takes about an additional 10 years once people begin their training program to acquire proficiency. So the government's, remember I told you this plan was longer than just President Obama. This goes back really into the Clinton era when they were fiddling with and changing the construction of how healthcare was going to be run and the physician's role in it, whether they were going to be in charge of it or just be seen as mere employees. When they started fiddling with that, they began to change the incentives for people to sign up for an 8 or 9 year training program that would be after medical school, somewhat like mine, which was 8 years of additional training for us medical school. And those aren't financial incentives. It's a question of how independent will you be and how much will you be in charge of your life and what's your indebtedness and your cost of getting there. And that's going to be a problem as baby boomer generation retires.
You know, my question is that there's talking about everybody has to buy insurance now.
Yes.
Well, The question is if they don't buy insurance, and the hammer over that was, well, the income tax. But if they're not, you know, if they're not paying income tax already and they choose not to buy insurance, what happens then?
You still, just like today, we're under the hospital, and physicians are required to take care of people who show up in the hospital in an emergency room by law, federal law, called EMTALA, and they'll still get care. That's the interesting thing. If you're not an if you're not an income taxpayer, then there won't be an IRS fine, or if you're not even legal. I'm not sure where it'll go, but the truth was, not much will change from that side. But everybody else is going to be subjected to IRS fines, or excuse me, taxes, and a variety of other fees and constructs. Meanwhile, physicians get disheartened and leave the field to retire. That's been well proven that the median age for, again, specialists has been rising rapidly because there's not an influx of new younger people in many of the specialties. The other interesting, in the legislation, it implies by just pumping out or creating new mid-level caregivers such as PAs and nurse practitioners that, well, we'll have enough providers. Well, not true, because those individuals will not be independently operating inside your head or your chest or repairing or replacing hip joints. So there, healthcare really needs not just an absolute provider number, it actually needs the right distribution of specialties as we hit an aging population. Those are enormous challenges, and the Fed's sort of just playing around with the fixed number.
Okay, we're going to be taking a break here in a minute. We've got people driving up right now. Hey, thank you very much.
We have about a minute left before we have to take our break here on KCNR 1460. Carl is live down at the Mount Shasta Mall with taking your donations for veterans who are in need of transportation with Rabba, as well as his co-host and guest, Dr. Doug McConnell.
Well, I tell you what, the doctor, there's nobody that's more well-versed on what's going to happen with Obamacare than Dr. Doug McConnell. He has been studying this. He has taken a look at from the nuts and bolts right here, you know, and on the ground with the medical care all the way up to the D.C. area. And I tell you what, it's, if it goes through the way it is right now, you know, it's frightening.
Got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back
here.
We'll see you right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giancrasso. An Israeli tank scored a direct hit on a Syrian armored vehicle today after a mortar shell landed on Israeli-held territory. It's the first direct confrontation between the two countries since the Syrian uprising broke out.
You're never that far away from a war in the Middle East, and this is exactly how wars start, with this kind of cross-border shelling.
Fox's Leland Vittert. New questions about whether ex-CIA Director David Petraeus' mistress, Paula Broadwell, had access to classified information on the Benghazi raid. On October 26th in Denver, she said the CIA annex there held a couple of Libyan militiamen for questioning, and their detention was the apparent reason for the attack.
It's not clear where she got that information. The CIA denies having detained anyone. Meanwhile, members of Congress are demanding to know why they were not informed sooner of the FBI's investigation into Petraeus.
That's Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, folks. Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take Mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It's 8:34 here on Monday, celebrating a Veterans Day. It is the 12th of November. Actually, Veterans Day officially was yesterday, but we are doing, I'm sure it's a holiday today. And we also, you know, want to remind you to put your flag out. We was looking up and down the street yesterday and wondering, why aren't people flying their flags? We need to see that more often. As a matter of fact, I think we're always thinking about, what do you give somebody for Christmas? Why not give them a flag that they can really, with all the accessories that stick in their house and they can fly a flag? You know, it's just something that sometimes, you know, you look around, people may not have one of those. Again, it is currently 42 degrees downtown, and it will be 61 today. The weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. A little announcement. The cabs are ready, and I think they are going to be launching those this week. So we will keep you informed. The London cabs are done, and that's really exciting up at Ensamo Vineyards. So you're going to be seeing those cabbies around town. We're going to throw it live now to Carl, who is out at the Mount Shasta Mall. What's going on?
Hey, yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans. That's right. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Phone lines are 530-605-4567. And we're out here, you know, people are coming by. The veterans are out here. The cuttlefish base is here with all the submariners, I should say. People coming by, filling up our donation boxes as they're coming through. And you can kiss a veteran if you come through here. This is one of the things is that we decided to do, is that you can kiss a veteran. The next man with a mustache will be able to kiss an Army veteran here, Doug McConnell. I'm just kidding. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking Obamacare, and we're talking about the impact this can have on our society today. Now, one of the things we talked about before we took a break, Doug, was the fact that people are still going to go to the emergency rooms. There's still, you know, there's a chance that there's going to be so many people wanting to use the medical services, and yet the paying for this is going to still come out of our taxes, and the impact it's going to have on businesses. Like I saw an article, and we had Bruce Dean on, who has Black Bear Diners, and said this could have a tremendous impact on the restaurant industry, because anybody with 50 employees or more has got to have health insurance or pay a fine.
I think that's true. That is the law. I think it's 50 full-time employees or more. And I was talking to a mortgage banker in town here mortgage broker who basically said he already knows businesses who are now finagling hours to try to keep below that level by making people part-time. Well, that's not a great way to start a recovery because these are not full-time employees, then you can skip the entire process and bureaucracy that can be involved with this, as well as the costs. And economics is the study of incentives. And in truth, inside Obamacare, which may be nobly inspired and directed at all this, as we talked in the previous segment, but ultimately there's internal incentives that basically haven't been well thought out. And I don't think now's the time to make a company that wishes to grow see an enormous incremental change in its financial internal operation structure by hiring the 50th employee. That would be a very negative incentive. In fact, an accountant would sit there and tell someone, you know, if you get the next employee at full time, this is going to cost you $30,000 a year or some number. I'm making that up. But the point is that last employee suddenly changes things. And there's a cost attached to that. And maybe there's a productivity and income, but the truth is, I'd hate to be the 50th employee when someone really realizes that the cost of hiring me changes the entire internal operations of that business.
Or you could even think about, what if you've got 54 employees right now? There's the worst part, is that they can't afford to keep going with the new tax structure and the new healthcare. So, Do you turn five people loose? And then now what do you do? I mean, I don't think people realize what a huge impact this has, because if you look at over the weekend, the types of material I was getting was that businesses are already starting to shut down. They're not hiring. They're looking at moving out of areas and actually even thinking about moving, as bad as it sounds, overseas, because otherwise they're, you know, moving part of their operations overseas. Otherwise, they're just not going to be able to afford it.
What was interesting with the mortgage broker, what he pointed out, though, is if someone moves down from full-time to part-time and even acquires another part-time job to make up the income so that their family's income is neutral, when you go to apply for a mortgage, you cannot count the income from two part-time jobs unless you've been on those jobs for 2 years. So suddenly your qualification for mortgages in the young family, where someone actually is making the same dollars by switching, is because all businesses are now incentivized to have part-time employees because of the negative consequences. This is one potential scenario. I don't mean to be a doomsdayer, but the truth is the law of unintended consequences can rule here, and each of these are small businesses, which is where the new job growth is going to occur in America, are facing decisions, and they don't get a great gold star for basically hiring these people. They get a kick in the butt.
Okay, I think we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking about the Obamacare plan and the major impact this is going to have on America, and how we can, you know, when we come back, we're going to come back and talk about, well, okay, what can we do to kind of alleviate some of this? But now, hey, we're down at Mount Shasta Mall. People are coming by. We have veterans out here you can give donations to them, because we're here with Rava, because we want to collect money as we do every year, so that veterans that don't have vehicles can get around town, can get to different places via bus passes with Rava. And just come on down, as many people have, and just stop by, drop off that coffee money, or drop off that $3 or $4 you've got in your pocket, or that check for $1,000. And if you give a check for $100, if any business puts $100 in, you can get your business advertised on a window of Rava on one of the buses for a month. That's a pretty good deal right there. So head on down here to the Mount Shasta Mall, the corner of Dana Drive and Hilltop, and come down and see us. I'll be right back right after these messages.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back. 8:45 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. It's Carla Linda Bott here. Free Fire Radio. It's the 12th of November. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our place to go for our favorite coffee beans. By the pound. They have a wonderful wine selection and an array of different kinds of home gifts, teas, loose teas, just great stuff. Anything to make the perfect cup of coffee and really great prices. Tobacco and Brew. And they have been our sponsors since day one, and we want to shout out to them. Thank you so much, because we believe in shopping local and staying local, and they have supported us, and we want you to support them. I'm throwing it back to Carl, who is live at the Mount Shasta Mall. Today is all about you driving through. They'll be there till 11 o'clock. Many people taking donations for RABA, which is going to go into a pool so that if veterans need to get somewhere, this is for to help them with transportation.
Absolutely. And then they get look at bus passes through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. People are driving by. We're filling up our donation cans here. Our goal is to raise $5,000 today between now and 11 o'clock. If you're a business and you have $100 and you donate that, then you'll get your business name on the side of the window in one of these RABA buses. Now, our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking Obamacare. We're talking about, okay, it's here. It's the law of the land, as we've been said. What can people do to live with this?
Well, you're right. It's time to probably not be very negative. It is the law of the land. The truth is it's an evolving law. Very little of it's actually been enacted today. There's a series of taxes and changes that we're going to see coming up that are going to affect healthcare. The exchanges are in the process of being built. And in some places, what's called accountable care organizations are being organized. There's a lot to be announced. In fact, there's a lot of rulemaking and details in how this will happen that still only the framework exists inside the law. The law may have been 2,600 pages, but it's thought that the rules and committees and constructs well may be 60,000 by the time everybody's done. But there's really it's an moving target. I think in terms of getting ready for it, I'm not sure what to tell people. In truth, we physicians are trying to figure out, do we stay in practice? Do we quit? Do we encourage our children to go into medicine? Ultimately, my daughter decided to become a PA. She was discouraged by all this. So I'm at this point in time, what you could do today is mainly get involved with a physician who you trust and his organization's solid one, and probably ask your physicians, what are their plans over the next 2 years? Are they going to join an accountable care organization? What's the role of the insurance companies? They're going to be offering new types of policies. It's an uncertain period. Mainly, the medicine's going to be reorganized in response to these economic incentives that have yet to be fully defined. It would be one nebulous description.
Well, you know, my concern is this, is that I'm starting to hear more and more about the concierge physicians, that they're just going to stop taking insurance. They get paid in cash or by people that have a monthly amount they pay, almost like a layaway plan. Yep. So that when they need to see the doctor, they go in there, and that's part of it, that they don't even worry about it. They're not going to take Medicare. They're not going to take any of these.
That's very true. That is a rising thing, particularly in the field of internal medicine and in family practice. It's quite big, actually, down in Long Beach area where I came from before I came here. And that's grown rather rapidly. It's frankly physicians saying they're so uncertain about the uncertainty of Obamacare that they're basically closing their practices to new enrollees and basically rounding up where they'll take Medicare payments, but they're not going to deal with all the other dimensions of what's coming down healthcare. It's going to be an interesting problem, because if physicians choose to leave healthcare, which is currently going to be reimbursed by governments, and they choose to just be in purely private practice and let it be a private contract, the availability of physicians will change rather dramatically. And at that point, the government will face, well, now do we pass a law nationalizing the doctors, or do we actually then pass a law making what's called single payer? And if you remember my previous talks, I've been concerned that really Obamacare is so complex and so multi-layered that it's almost designed to fail. And at that point, during that crisis, the government may step in and do something that which really has to do with nationalizing health care. That'll be a big change. I don't want to be too speculative on that, but the truth is, at this point in time in the country, every physician is perfectly free to make any arrangement he makes with someone to pay him or her for their care. We haven't yet passed laws that are going to interfere with that, but you got to remember, the unknown player in all this isn't just the feds and their financing and rulemaking. It's also, what are physicians actually going to do as professionals? Are they going to really change the way they practice, or do they just dump insurance and dump government participation? There have been physicians, a group of neurosurgeons, I believe, in Seattle, who just said, we're no longer going to do Medicare. And you can do that. That's perfectly legal to resign from Medicare, and then you can charge patients cash. And patients can then get reimbursed from Medicare. That's how it originally started, by the way. It was really an insurance plan where the patient was reimbursed. They sucked the doctors into becoming participating providers, and then they've been turning down the reimbursement ever since. So the physicians could, particularly even in an area, decide to not become participating physicians in Medicare, leaving the government with a choice between advanced legislation or a bunch of very angry citizens.
We have to take a break.
Just give me a second, just right here. Our guest has been Dr. Doug McConnell. After we take the break, I'm going to talk to some veterans here. And, you know, Doug has laid out a few things here that are just very, I mean, you got to think about it. And you need to talk to your physician. I think that's the bottom line that we want to get out, is you need to talk to your physician what he's going to do or she's going to do, because they can opt out of these programs. So, anyway, back to you, Linda. And I'll have veterans lined up here and some RABA people right after the break so we can finish up.
All right, we're going to take a break now. KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stovepot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Back down.
We are back here at KCNR 1460, throwing it back to Carl, who is live at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Hey, I'm back here at the Mount Shasta Mall. It's starting to warm up. Actually, it's up to 23 degrees here. In fact, all the veterans are in together. We're in a big huddle right here, and because it's so it's no, really the sun's coming up. It's not too bad. Hey, I'm here with Evelyn
Peterson.
And she is the one that's kind of helped put all of this together. And Evelyn has been working with ROTVA and the Sleuth for the Veterans for years. And it's really been a pleasure working with you, Evelyn. So tell us some more about this.
Well, this is our third annual Salute to Veterans promotion. And what we do is ask the community to drive through and make some donations. And what we do with your donations is purchase RABA bus passes and distribute them to the veterans who are in need of transportation. And we're doing something really special for the businesses. At this particular event is any business who brings down a donation of $100 or more will put your name on a RABA bus window for a month for that donation. So come on down. People are driving through and making donations from $5 to $200 was our biggest so far this morning. So come on down. We just encourage you to support our veterans. We have, I believe, over 10,000 veterans in this area, and a lot of them really need transportation to get where they need to go. So please come on down and support them here at the mall.
Well, you know what? There's people here. We've got like the cuttlefish base is here with some, with some of the men and women that you always see at these events that come out to support the veterans. And, but really, you know, RABA is, this is great for what you all are doing here. The, one, it gives veterans that maybe don't have a vehicle or can't drive any longer, it gives them a way of getting around town, around the city, out to the airport. And then it also, and it's another way of just supporting those who have given a lot to this country.
Carl, we have absolutely. The veterans really are extraordinary. And, you know, this is the least that we could do is help them in their day-to-day lives be able to get around to the places they need to be, whether it's the Veterans Service Office downtown, the Veterans Clinic. you know, just to go to doctor's offices or go grocery shopping, whatever they need to do. You know, I think those of us with cars just don't think that there are some people without, whether they don't have one at all or they're in a family with only one car and it's not, you know, available to them when they need it to be. So this is a way to help our veterans just be able to get through the community on a daily basis to do what they need to do.
Well,
that's great.
Thanks, and a shout out to Evelyn because she has been working since day one on this particular program, and we know how much she puts time and effort into it. Carl, we have just about 2 minutes left, so we need to wrap it up. What are your closing thoughts here?
Well, tomorrow we're going to have, you know, kind of we're having Pete Privett, who's head of the VA clinic right here in Reading. We're going to start a monthly series in a partnership with the VA to talk about the VA clinic and all the facilities and services available to everybody. We're going to meet the people that run these services and like I said, once a month we're going to have this. We're going to share this with our community because, you know, one of the nicest things that was said to us last night at the Lincoln Day, and when we saw the link in the movie, was a lady who didn't know us personally, but she said, you know, everything I've heard about you and when I've listened to the show is that everybody in the community is represented. And I tell you what, that was probably one of the nicest things that people have said to us in a while.
Well, you know, when we are part of the community, we have to break bread. We know it's about working within what are our laws now? What is our governing factor now? How do we make the most of it? Our speaker at the Marine Corps Ball, who was 5.5 years imprisoned, was a perfect example. How do you make the most out of your situation?
Well, that's it. You know, and you know what? You can lay on the ground and cry and feel sorry for yourself, or you can wiggle around, feed yourself, and eventually get that feeling back. It's like we said today. You know, we can talk and complain about, you know, things that happen like Obamacare and this, but no, you've got it. What you got to do is you find out how you can use that to your best ability and the changes it's going to be, and then work through it and keep your sense of humor. We can't just be, oh, it's, everything's terrible.
Okay, we want to hear your closing. Let's hear your closing comment, Carl.
There you go. Hey, look, you know what? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Reading.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The affair that forced the CIA chief to quit leaves some disturbing questions in its wake, and Congress is anxious for answers. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
One of those questions arises from the speech Paula Broadwell gave October 26, where she seemed to have previously unpublished information. She said the motive for the Libya attack appeared to have been the CIA's detention of local militia members, something the CIA, however, denies doing. Meanwhile, there is frustration in Congress that the FBI did not inform them sooner that it had uncovered the affair.
By not informing Congress, Director Mueller has really put into question the integrity of the FBI.
Former House Intel Chairman Pete Hoekstra calls it outrageous that leaders of the intelligence committees were not informed. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. Broadwell said to be David Petraeus's mistress. Israel reporting direct hits on targets in Syria. An Israeli tank being used as retaliation after mortar shells believed to be spillover from Syria's civil war landed in Israeli